and still mum. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Attorney General Merrick Garland ignoring calls for transparency about Monday's raid on the home of former President Trump.
Sources at Justice telling Fox News that Garland's position is no on-camera remarks and no written statements explaining the unprecedented decision to search the home of former President Trump, a move that's frankly been decried by critics as politically motivated and far outside the bounds of legal necessity.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The New York Times has now joined the Albany Times Union and Judicial Watch in asking a court to order the Justice Department to unseal the warrant and the list of items seized. A federal magistrate has told the Justice Department they must respond to the motion. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley telling Fox News Primetime.
This is a serious, serious breach of the rule of law, which is why Garland needs to go. And if he won't resign, he ought to be impeached.
The former president sat for a deposition by the New York State Attorney General's office Wednesday, but wouldn't answer their questions.
The questions, of course, part of a civil investigation into the Trump Organization's business practices. The Attorney General's office releasing a statement confirming Mr. Trump took the fifth.
Fox's Laura Engel. The Commerce Department reporting consumer prices overall in July were stable from June. President Biden called that zero inflation, but the year-to-year inflation rate, the measure used by economists, is still 8.5% higher than last year. A Richmond, Indiana police officer is in extremely critical condition, shot Wednesday evening during a traffic stop. Police Chief Michael Britt.
We've had an officer seriously injured physically, but I've also, this is a family environment, so I have some emotionally injured officers as well.
The wounded officer identified as 28-year-old Sierra Burton. She's a 4-year veteran of the force who's engaged to be married next weekend. Other officers returned fire, wounding the gunman. No word so far on his condition. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Iranian national has been charged in a plot to assassinate a former Trump administration official.
Shahram Porsafi, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, tried hiring an assassin to kill former National Security Advisor John Bolton. That's according to the Department of Justice. Officials charged Porsafi with murder for hire. The Justice Department says Porsafi offered individuals in the United States $300,000 to kill Bolton. A source close to former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says DOJ informed Pompeo he was also a target, with a bounty of $1 million. Officials say Porsafi is at large and abroad.
It's Fox's Rich Edson. The back and forth between the mayor of New York and the governor of Texas continues with the arrival of another busload of migrants in the city.
This is the third bus envoy sent here by the governor since he began doing this last Friday. Now, ultimately, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says Abbott is using migrants as political pawns. He stood by his comments that he wants to help Beto O'Rourke defeat Governor Abbott in November. Adams says Abbott is inhumane for not providing migrant services and busing them away. Abbott says it's hypocritical that New York claims to be welcoming of migrants while complaining about them coming. One thing New York City and Texas have in common, they both are spending money out of their state budgets, and they are both demanding the federal government pony up more funds to help deal with this immigration crisis.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Three people killed Wednesday when a house exploded in the southern Indiana city of Evansville. The fire chief says a total of 39 houses were damaged, at least 11 too unstable to enter. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms looking for the cause. cause. The funeral for Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski will be held Thursday in her home state of Indiana, where she and three other people were killed in a head-on highway collision last week. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.